in the Bible, because suffering is the result of evil, we will tend to take evil as seriously as we take suffering. In other words, the consequence is so often what wakes us up to how bad something was. And I think in life, if a father has done something that has really hurt his child, and he realizes that, he comes to grips with it, then that's when he realizes, oh my goodness, what I did to my child, or what I did to my wife, or what I did to my fellow worker, it's had devastating consequences. Now I realize how bad it was. And now I am more likely to repent of how this terrible thing I did. But suppose that we could do truly evil, unrighteous things, and they didn't have these bad consequences. They didn't cause suffering. Then we might say, well, that would be a better world to live in, because people wouldn't suffer as much. But in actual fact, we would be out of touch with reality, and we would never be concerned about becoming better people and repenting of what's wrong, because we only see how wrong and bad a thing is, the primary evil, when we see the secondary evil, that is the consequences that come out of it in terms of the suffering of ourselves and the suffering of those around us.